Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. Have you ever seen a team in the third period with the lead give up three clear-cut breakaways?
Three breakaways is tough to do in a game. You're asking, you guys, remember my history. Have I seen three breakaways, period?
In Atlanta.
Yeah, true.
That was like, hey, pretty good day. We really locked it down. Now, the Nylander breakaway was, okay, he banked it off of Aberg's foot, right? And so, like, there was a, you know, all three of them were within about 6 feet there. So somebody was in the wrong place, and they turned it over. The one that went out wide, I think that was that the second Besser one? That Riley and Barry were up the ice, and they weren't staggered, and, you know, it's a good pass, but still, man, they're in again. And so I always think of that, like, so you've been beat trying to go top glove, so does the goalie noodles think, okay, he went top glove there, he's not going there again? Because he's got to know it's Besser again, right?
Yeah, I think he was in his head a little bit. You could almost see Besser think, like, I better not go there because he thinks I'm going to go there, and then he tries to go blocker, and I don't know if you were listening, but before you came on, like, Freddie looked like he was out for a Sunday stroll. He made everything look so easy last night. That's as dialed in as I've ever seen him on certain plays. Like, he was brilliant when he needed to be, put it that way.
Yeah, but look at the goal he gave up. It's like a cluster, you know what, in front of the net, and eventually, you know, he just doesn't quite get his glove on it, but everybody's flailing away at it. I thought he was fantastic last night. That was a good game. That was, like, really good hockey to watch.
It was a fun game.
I thought they were going to challenge the goal because I thought he had it.
And Pearson, I think, was stabbing away at it.
And jabbed at his hand and his left pad. I thought there may have been a case. They didn't show the overhead, so I didn't have a look, but I thought at that time with how things were going with Freddie, I thought he may have got the benefit of the doubt. They obviously saw different angles, so I didn't. But it looked close to being, for me, challenged.
I thought
challenged.
Big picture of the whole game was entertaining.
Very entertaining.
You're a fan of both teams. I mean, you saw the skill. You saw the best players making the best plays. I mean, I don't know how you get much better than that. Ray?
Well, really, oh, like, the difference was the best players, right? Like, Toronto's best guy scored and Vancouver's did. You know, Besser. And they had the right guys, too. Like, Besser has two breakaways. Pettersson hit the crossbar a couple times. Hughes was fantastic last night.
He's good.
And Horvat hit a post.
He's really good.
Like, they had the right guys getting the thing. It just they couldn't finish.
Ray, there was a lot of Leaf fans there last night, but overall, I was looking at the crowd. Was there not a full building there? It looked kind of skittish as far as attendance.
No, it's announced as a sellout. I mean, it's really kind of weird sometimes now. I find, anyway, you'll see it announced as a sellout. Tickets are sold. Maybe some people don't use them. Maybe some people are wandering out in the suites and the, you know, the extra perks they get for the, the big ticket seats. And but I thought it was loud. I don't know. I guess I didn't notice it as much.
Yeah.
I just assume that, you know, it was announced as a sellout. There's no way there's not a ticket, there's no way there was a ticket available last night with Toronto here. That just never happened.
The energy, you could feel it. I mean, it was picking up through the screen here in Toronto, and you know, like you said, it was the best players that were on display. Like, I thought in the first period, Quinn Hughes was behind the Leafs net more than Leafs defensemen. Like, he's all over the ice and floating around. He plays without a pulse.
When he got drafted, Brian, and he went up there, he looked like he was 5'8", 135 pounds.
He looked like Marner.
But do you remember?
I'm like, what the hell, Jimmy Benning, have you done? And I watched him in the World Juniors that year in Buffalo, and I'm like, kind of a skilled guy, but I don't know. I don't really see it. Now you watch him now, it's like, this guy, I don't know if there's 10 better D-men in the league than him.
How about the play he makes when he's walking along the blue line and he passes it to himself?
Yeah.
He's, and you're like, so who's got the guts to do that?
No kidding. No, well, he's new-aged, man, like that. 30 years ago, but coach says don't ever do that again.
But you know what?
Lou Brown.
Playing a game like that last night, he knew. Like, I don't think he tries that against the Bruins. They play a different style. I think somebody on the Bruins runs through him there where the Leafs play a really skilled game, and he's like, I'm going to jump in this skill too. I'm going to put my skill on display. So I think he has to be certainly aware of who's on the ice, but he played the game that the Leafs were playing.
Yeah.
And that's
at,
fine.
Like,
he was fine with it.
Player, though, like you look at his edge work and the way he moves around the ice.
Fantastic.
His passing ability, his just, I don't know, that is an unreal. I don't know if there's 10 better defensemen in the NHL than that guy.
I've seen him play in the NHL probably 35 times, right? Because he played a few games last year or thereabouts, close to it. And I don't recall him getting hit more than once or twice.
I don't want to get stupid, Ray, but there's a little bit of a Lidstrom element to him where he just, he understands where to go. He's not going to get run over. And his hockey sense and his smarts and his edge work is just going to, he just controls it with that, and it's unbelievable.
I thought he got bonked last night, though. Didn't somebody bonk?
It was kind of a weird play. It was like they fell into the boards.
Yeah, because he was laboring a little bit, but I didn't think that was a clean a clear hit.
No,
like, I think it was more of a collision type.
Yeah,
of thing.
It was. It wasn't. They didn't catch him.
O mentioned Lidstrom. I think there's a little Duncan Keith in him too. Like when the puck gets dumped into his corner, he goes back, and so he doesn't take a hit. He like gets on one hand on his stick and he one hand shovel passes it to his partner, but he still doesn't get hit.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, he's just, you know, like you watch him and his brother skate. And I guess the third one, Luke, is like a bigger Quinn.
Really?
And so, like, I guess he's really great too. And so whatever Jim and Ellen did when they were raising those kids, They're also fantastic kids, by the way. But Vancouver's got a building block here that just fell into their lap at number 7 in the draft.
Oh, Quinn Hughes, he's the defensive Pettersson. Like, that's what it is. You got Pettersson up front, and you got Hughes on the back end, and you build around those two guys. And I think, you know, again, we talked about Anderson and how well he played, but we've seen that a fair amount of times this year. The biggest story for me last night was Tavares showing up. Yeah. That's who we saw for 82 games a year ago. Like, that's the guy who scored 47. His puck pursuit was outstanding last night. He was on the right side of it. You know, those two goals, that's him in a nutshell. It's his hand eye is off the charts, and if you give him some time around the net, it's in.
Yeah, that was his second goal, to interrupt. I thought that was a beauty
because
he placed it perfectly just above the right pad inside the post.
That was the Messier wrister, just inside the
deception.
Post.
Deception. The goalie thinks it's going glove. He leans a little bit.
Has no chance.
Knew he had time, made him wait.
It was a beauty.
He played great last night.
I thought that was great,
But him and Matthews, I thought, were just, like, so good last night. Matthews made a couple of slick moves coming in off the right wing. Like, his hands were just... He was locked in too last night. And you're right, Tavares was, that's probably, has he played a better game this year?
No, not even close.
I don't think so.
Not even close.
Just with the production either. It's just like the way he played. Of course, the production goes hand in hand with it. But man, he's been, you know, he's been okay. And you know there's more. And then all of a sudden he plays like that. And you're like, holy, that was amazing.
Well Ray, after his hand injury, he had some games where you're like, This is less than okay. There was kind of like...
No, he was just out there.
No, he was wandering around out there, and you're like, what the hell's going on
here? His timing looked off. He did look like he was chasing the play, where last night he wasn't chasing
the play. But he's back on track, and he's dialed in right now.
Well, and they'll need it tomorrow, right?
No kidding. When you pay guys $10 and $11 million, you have to perform like that.
Right.
And if people think that we're, like, nitpicking, saying, oh, Tavares wasn't good or Marner wasn't good. No. I don't think Marner was great last night either. But... when you're paying guys like that, they have to be good every night. Three of the four got to be dialed in.
Well, you've got such a chunk of change tied up, they have to be. On that note, though, like as far as, you know, chewing up the cap and all that, what about the player Justin Hall's turning into? Like, he played 11 games a couple of years ago. Like, he was just sitting around. Right, and now you look at him and you're like, man, he can play. He looks like he can play in the number 4 hole. He skates well. He's big, and you're like, and he's $675,000. Like, they need players to be good players that make $675,000.
Well, and
the only problem is when they say, you know what, I'm better than $675,000, and then you got a problem.
Well, he's unrestricted. He's unrestricted. There's 5 of them.
Yeah, there's
five.
There's a bunch of
Marty
them.
Moran.
If he's unrestricted, somebody will pay him 1.7 next year.
Well, maybe. I mean, that might happen, but he's. I think he has probably benefited from Sheldon Keefe showing up more than anybody else, because Keefe coached him for like 3.5 years. And you're right, Ray. I'm glad you brought him up. It was an unassuming, effective game. There was no end-to-end rushes or breaking up two-on-ones in heroic fashion.
But it was a right-handed shot
just
that did
solid.
His job and moved the puck and got out of trouble and did his job.
He played well, and that was, like, Dubas clearly saw it, and Babcock didn't, which is fine. But Babcock was the coach, so he didn't play.
Right.
And Dubas
now,
committed to him.
Playing, he keeps playing like this. He's going to get an interesting... set of circumstances flow his way that he probably last year would have never thought was possible.
As far
right?
As
like
what?
He's going to get. Well, he's unrestricted free agent. Or what if the Leafs say, man, we'd like him, but man, one of you said 1.7. Like, man, if he's can he be as good as Michael Kempney? Kempney signed 4 years, $10 million when Washington won.
Yeah, Kempney's. Yeah.
Doesn't this scream, though, like if these are the kind of deals.
When you can't get stupid because you'll hate it.
No, but we're like next week on Friday, 2 year extension, $1.1 million. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like they'll get out in front of it.
Yeah,
they're like, I think he's going to keep going, so let's get it done now.
Yeah.
Like I could see that.
So do you think he would have had that in his mindset when he was eating popcorn 80 times last year?
No. He probably thought I'm going to the Marlies again.
Right.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
No,
I
it's very true. He's been good, and you know they're in Calgary tomorrow night. It sure seems like Calgary's back. Like, are they the best team in the division again? Or
six in a row?
Yeah, what's up with this?
Crazy.
Team?
I mean, they're scoring 4 goals a game. Their goals against has been better. The only thing that hasn't been good for them is their penalty killing. But I'm going into do the game and. You know, so I was watching them play Arizona, and they ran out of gas last night, back-to-back nights after a really fast, hard game in Colorado, and Cam Talbot was fantastic.
Yeah, that's two in a row for him. He's actually given them some points and some games which they needed, because early on in the season I was quite concerned about him. Because he was looking like Cam Talbot from last year.
And you got to give some credit to just the idea of, and I'm not piling on Bill Peters not being there, but guys going to the rink and being energized and not being like, oh, God, what's this guy saying today?
Think of the turmoil they've been in. You have a love teammate drop and have a medical episode right in front of you. We have no idea how that happened or whatever.
TJ Brody.
Brody. Then you have, out of left field, a coach, nothing, not of your control, you're just playing, have a coach in that scenario, even though I think we all could argue that Billy Peters was on thin ice as a coach anyways based on how the team was performing. So you have Brody come back, and you have Jeff Ward, who stepped in and done a very good job there, and a new kind of new voice and laid-back guy. And then you're starting to get some production. Like, did you see Zach Rinaldo scoring in back-to-back games? And Milan Lucic, 3 goals in 4 games. And, you're not
starting to break your way a little
but
bit.
But, exactly. You're not staring just at Johnny Gaudreau and going, okay, when are you going to score? We're going to lose a bunch of games.
Well, and some of that goes to Ward as well, because he changed the lineup pretty significantly. Once he took over, they played that first game. I think they were all just trying to get through it. They won it. And then after that, Michael Backlund's never played the wing before. Now he's playing left wing with Sean Monahan.
Right.
He made a beautiful touch pass to Monahan's goal. They call up Zach Rinaldo, who they signed to kind of be an up-and-down guy and maybe play in the minors. And, man, he's given them not just the last two games, but he's played a really effective role for them. Derek Ryan's come off the mat a bit. Lucic came off. Like, he was dead flat on the mat. And now he's got 3 goals, too. So they move some lines around. They change some people around. There's they win a couple of games. Now they start to feel, hey, we can do this. And so I would think tomorrow would be another game that's got a chance to be really entertaining. I think you got a team that's red hot. I think they're 6-0-1, 6 straight that they've won. And they're feeling good about themselves. And the Leafs should be feeling good about their game after well, most of their game after, you know, after the win last night. They'd certainly like to tighten up the breakaways and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2-0 on this trip so far.
What game do you think Freddie will get?
I think he's going to play both.
I would play him both, but you keep hearing Sheldon saying you're going to take away one start. What start would you give him?
Where? You want to throw him in against McDavid? No. Against Calgary that lost? No. It's just...
Well, that's what I think you're right.
Last night was the play, I think. I mean, but...
Did they win last night if he's in net?
Well, probably not.
That's right.
I
don't think they're going to win when he plays.
They're in a position where you're like, if we put that guy in, our chance of winning, and I'm not a numbers guy, but it's like what?
Yeah.
15%? 10?
And I hate
to say
this. It's
a major problem.
I was guilty of it last night. I'm scoreboard watching now because you've been pretty good, yeah.
Not bad.
Sick?
Not bad.
But I'm scoreboard watching because... You know, I know there's still 50 games left, but you're like, oh, Montreal picked up a win and Buffalo went. You know, like you're almost like, these are must-win games to kind of stay in the pack.
Well, it is. I don't know how you would be able to say, yeah, this is the game he should play. Because how do you have any faith that the game you're going to get is going to be anywhere near good enough? But they've got to, you know, they can't play 72 games this year. Like, they're going to have to find a way to jump off the deep end and say, okay, we either need another goalie or he's going to have to play again. Right? Like, there is no other choice.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's the top priority in the organization. You've got to find a backup somehow, some way, and it better happen sooner than later. It's that simple. All right, buddy, we'll catch you in Calgary tomorrow night.
Talk to you then, and, congratulations getting back off your deathbed, son. I mean, that was... really impressive. We were worried.
Elmer Fudd worthy?
No, Ray. I told these two idiots I should be up for the Masterton for being... no other person in Ontario would be at work today. Feeling.
No other person.
I'm not kidding you.
Nobody, Ray.
I have a fever of 125, and I'm coughing, and I can't hardly talk, and I showed up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fudd. The Fudd.
Yeah, the Elmer
Fudd. You're getting the Fudd.
Yeah.
This is Fudd worthy.
It's very Fudd.
I'm bringing in my Masterton for you tomorrow. You're going to have
it. Set it beside me. Can I take it home for a day?
It's got tarnish on it. I don't know how to clean it. It's terrible.
He'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. It'll be in his trunk.
Give it to O. He'll figure it out. Yeah.
He's a Fudd winner now.
Exactly.
He'll figure it out. All right, buddy.
We'll talk to you then, boys, later.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. For all of December, receive $500 Vaughn Mills gift cards when you purchase or lease any new in-stock vehicle. Maple Toyota right next to Wonderland.